The liver follows the respiratory system with a lower but considerable frequency of infection from SARS-CoV-2. COVID-19 causes acute and acute on chronic liver injury. The pathophysiological mechanisms are complex and multiple. Certain biomarkers like fibrosis 4 score and non-invasive point-of-care methods like ultrasonography or transient elastography can be very useful for the early diagnosis of liver injury and the assessment of its progression. Health systems, intensive care units, liver units, and transplant programs were seriously affected by the pandemic. The clinician should be able to early detect liver injury and take the appropriate measures to reverse it. This literature review presents the recent scientific findings regarding the pathophysiological mechanisms which are responsible for the induction of liver injury in critically ill patients with COVID-19, the various interactions between drugs used to treat the disease and the function of the liver, and the specific tests which give the possibility of early diagnosis of severe liver injury in this category of patients. It also highlights the burden that COVID-19 induced on health systems around the world, and its impact on transplant programs and on the care provided to critically ill patients in general, and especially to those with chronic liver disease.